I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Leanne Hansen, with someone you probably have not heard before. This is Sally Semrat, and this is Sally Semrat's first recording. She always dreamed of becoming a musician, so several years ago she packed up her red guitar and moved from Texas to Los Angeles to follow that dream. Sally Semrat likes living in California, but this debut CD, called Left of Me, is chock full of the people and the landscape she grew up with in Texas.
I had sort of a love-hate relationship with Texas in general. The South is kind and cold and limited and beautiful all at once, the countryside, all the textures and imagery of it. I held on to, and the thing about moving from home is you don't realize who you are in relation to home until you leave. So the things that you thought you'd never miss, you do. And the people, they kind of reveal themselves after you've moved. You know, the cast and crew, who's going to stick around with you and who won't.
Why don't you come over and get your things? 'Cause I'd like to say my goodbyes in peace. And I want to tell you about the good stuff.
I ended up missing the way Texas, the humidity and just like the air and the way people would say darling and y'all and they meant it. I'm really glad I left, but I miss it in little ways every day.
Yeah. Have you been home since you moved to California and put all these songs on a record and did recording?
No, I haven't. Been back with it.
I thought you might have when I was listening to Grace of Angels, because it sounds like someone who's gone back to an old house and something that's familiar, and even you mentioned the guitar, and I wonder if it's that red guitar that you started with when you were beginning your journey from a girl in West Texas to a songwriter in California.
That guitar is funny, just like anybody that doesn't know what they're doing when they first start out. I walked into Guitar Center, I think in Arlington, and saw like tons of guitars on the wall, and I was like, the man was trying to tell me all the A to B technical stuff, and I walked right up to the red one. I was like, is this one good? And he kind of rolled his eyes and was like, we've got another one here. And I just I bought it right on the spot, and it turned out to be a really nice guitar.
Texas, as you said, is the place of your home. It's also the people of your home. And one of the tunes you do, Inconsequential Song, which seems to have more consequences than the title might imply.
That's great.
Your very first lyric, Thy Will Be Done in Texas, first of all, it turns out, you know, that our father, my father waits for heaven. Who is that? Are you writing about your dad?
Actually, I was born within the Bible Belt community. And that had a huge impact on me as a child. And so I decided to take the Lord's Prayer, turn it around a bit, and think what it would be like to be a child with all these messages given to you at such an early age about right and wrong and life and death and heaven and hell.
Thy will be done in Texas. My Father waits for heaven, counting from 1 to 7, and we all fall down. I keep an angel's secret. I keep it to myself, and counting from 1 to 7 to the end of the world.
Sort of a cry for help, asking if anyone can kind of hear you as you're trying to make sense of the world and what greater spirit is all about. So,
as an adult, do you have a new vision of that religion you were brought up in? I ask that because of the song Sacred Things.
Yeah, that's exactly what that song is about. Right before I moved out to California, I guess I was in a state of longing for something greater. Trying to make sense of what I'm grateful for, what's left of me after you take all the impurities away. And the bridge of Sacred Things is basically what I was trying to really focus in on. It was just the little things that go by that I think are divine in our lives, like the first time I sang the Alleluia, the last time you laid down with me. That's what I think is sacred, the little moments in our lives that end up mattering the most as they go by and we don't even realize it.
Like the first time I sang the Alleluia, the last time you laid down with me, and now we're singing praises to a stranger.
Sally Semrad. Her new CD is called Left of Me. For more on Sally Semrad, go to our website, npr.org.